a single-place helicopter you can fly under Part 103? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Jake Carlson, who is with Rotor FX in California. Rotor FX is a company that is a distributorship for a couple of different manufacturers of rotary-winged aircraft at this point. And we're going to talk to Jay about the Mosquito in particular and his company in general. Jay, thanks for taking some time out today.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Glad to be able to talk to you and talk about the Mosquito and the other helicopter we're selling, which is the Aerocopter.
Let's start out by talking about the machine you brought to Rotors over the Rockies. Guys who build gyroplanes struggle to make weight when they're building an ultralight gyroplane. And you guys are selling a helicopter kit that makes it under the 254-pound weight limit. That must take something more than just good old chrome moly and welding skills.
Yeah, it's you have to give all the credit to that to John Optigrove of Innovator Technologies, who designed the helicopter. He put quite a few years and a lot of time in it to accomplish that feat, to actually make a helicopter in that weight category.
What is it that he does that lets him get away with that? Because there's a lot more machinery to a helicopter than there is to a gyro.
Yeah, there's a lot more moving parts and components, but he just selected... it's a combination of engineering and selecting the right engine, the right power plant, and getting the right combination of materials.
Well, how much carbon fiber is used, and is it used in any places that might surprise people who don't know what it's good for?
Carbon fiber is on the Mosquito is only used in the tail rotor blades as an option. The body is made out of e-glass, fiberglass, and that is built in Florida at Composite RFX. They're kind of masters in boat building, and they took those skills and then were able to build a very structurally strong and extremely light airframe for the helicopter to make the Mosquito possible.
Now, there's a version of it that's sold as an ultralight that lands on skids, or actually on feet, which is completely open frame. Is that any trickier to fly than the other kind?
That's a Mosquito Air, and obviously in that you definitely need to make sure that you're stable in a hover before you set it down, because you are landing on three pods. You don't have the skids, you don't have the luxury of being able to slide a little forward and back, so you do have to have that definitely under control before you set it on the ground.
All right, and then there's a move up from that, which is adds the enclosure but also floats and still comes in under the weight limit for Part 103, is that correct?
That's correct. That's the Mosquito XEL. It's essentially it's the same airframe and fuselage as the other XE models, but with the floats and the safety equipment on, it takes advantage of the exemption in the FAA regulations for safety equipment, and that allows it to come in at 2 pounds under the new maximum weight for the ultralight.
Okay, and then moving up from there, you have a version... Well, first of all, both of those use the MZ-202 engine. Is that from... Compact Radial Engines, is that the company?
Correct. Yes, Compact Radial Engines in Vancouver, Canada. We use the MZ-202 and the MZ-301, which is used in the XE-3 model. The MZ-202 is a 64-horsepower engine, and the MZ-301 is 85-horsepower.
Now, you guys seem to very much like the MZ series engines. What is it about them that you like?
I think it's just that the engine, it just matches the helicopter. The required head speed, dynamics, the gearing, it just fits in the proper power band, and it runs smoothly without overheating and just runs without any problems. So it's just a match for the helicopter and runs reliable, which is what you want.
And then I've seen Mosquitoes flying around with turbines on them. What's the deal with that one?
The fun one. That sound. The turbine engine is a Solar T62-2A1. Slightly different than the engines that are used, say, in the Rotaway or the Helicycle. So it's a Cicer engine made by Solar, 90 horsepower, and it has a custom gearbox that matched again to the Mosquito to accommodate that engine.
More with Jay Carlson of Rotor FX in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack at Rotors Over the Rockies with Jake Carlson of Rotor FX, a distributor for the Mosquito line of single-place helicopters. But Jay, there's another helicopter you guys are representing here in the States now, which we hope to see more of in the future. We saw a press release last year regarding the Aerocopter. The machine has a type certificate in Europe, but not one that's reciprocal here in the States because it has Subaru power. Tell us where this machine will fit into the U.S. marketplace and what will be necessary to bring it here.
Yeah, the Aerocopter is a certificated machine there, but their method of doing certification is different than what we have here. Here, we have to have a certified aircraft engine, and then the airframe is certified as well. There, it's certified as a package. So as long as it has a Subaru engine in it, which is not a certified aircraft engine here, then we won't be able to certify that machine here. So in order to bring it here and make that a viable product, we basically have to disassemble it or take it apart and turn it into a kit and create the components and parts that the person has to fabricate and design to put into the kit to meet the 51% rule.
Now, I don't remember exactly where it is sourced. What country makes that?
This is made in the Ukraine. It's a group of engineers who were with the Soviet, with the MIL helicopter company.
Now, you have talked about how beautiful the workmanship has been on that. Do you anticipate it being possible to put it in a form, in a kit form, which will allow average builders in the U.S. to bring it up to that level of fit and finish?
Yeah, the components that the kit builder will build are basically flat stock, milling shapes, drilling holes, which is, within the capability of, any of the kits that are well done with, reasonable workmanship. But the primary components and all the gearing, of course, are done by the factory, to the very, excellent level of quality that they've done the rest of the ship at. So the builder here will just have a very quality kit, and he will probably encourage them to keep the quality in their own personal work that they add to it as well.
Well, maybe it'll appeal to people who have that ethic to begin with, who admire it in others. Well, I'm going to close by apologizing for the weather. Normally, at this time of year in northern Utah, it would be 80 or 82 and sunny, and we've had quite a bit of water here, but you're going to get a big ribbing when you go back, because I know that some of your other people were covering another show, the Golden West Show in California. Just don't let them give you too hard a time.
Pick the wrong straw.
Well, Jay, we really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today, and good luck, and we hope to see you back next year. We've really enjoyed having you here.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul.
Jay Carlson has been my guest. Find out more about the company, the Mosquito line of single-seat helicopters, and the Aerocopter two-place helo at www.rotorfx.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.